in your refinement of who it is that you are supposed to become, in your refinement is when you find out what you are supposed to then do and to serve.
You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work.
Welcome back to another episode of the Built for More podcast. What's up, everybody? This is your host, Lane Taylor. Hope you're doing fantastic. Hope your January Q1 is going well. All your dreams and goals, you've written them down. You're going after it. And I am happy to say that I'm thrilled. I'm honored that you are listening to today's episode. I'm just excited for what's happening in our community. And I'm so excited with the feedback from the episodes. And if you've come up to me, and I think I said it last time, if you've said something about an episode that you've listened to, it really means a lot to me, just so I know what's helpful and what is resonating with the audience. And so I just want to say thank you for that, and I want to honor you in that. And so again, hope you guys are crushing it, and I look forward to what this year is going to bring. I'm so very excited, and I really want to jump into today's episode, and it's something that's actually been an episode idea of mine for quite some time. And I think that one of the reasons why I want to do it is because, and one of the reasons why I want to share about it is because it's been real for me and in the past. And I know there's seasons where you may be going through some of this feeling, you may be going through some of this doubt, you may be going through whether you're doing things right or you're doing things wrong, and you can be in the comparison game. And I think it's time to talk about it. And one of the reasons why I want to talk about it on this solo episode is because you can surround yourself with a lot of successful people. And if you don't watch out, you can be in the comparative game. And if you get into the comparative game, then you can quickly stunt your growth of where you are personally in your life, professionally in your life, and in your family. And so with that, that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about where you are specifically right now in your life professionally, or, you know, in your family, or wherever you are, then that's where you're supposed to be. So let's just talk about that for a little bit. Before we do, I want to just plug, there's got a lot of stuff going on in the Built for More community right now. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everyone that contributes. Thank you for everyone that communicates and messages me, and everyone that's connected. I really, really, man, I honor this community. Again, I've got Soar Podcasting, the course that if you've ever wanted to start a podcast, that is out in the world. So many people are out starting podcasts, crushing it. It is absolutely phenomenal. And then also, be on the lookout. I'm about to release something that I have been very, very, I've been working hard on the back end for. And if you are a business to business entrepreneur or business owner, and you know leads for your business are hard to come by, I'm about to release something and make it known to the world. And it is a game changer. I am so excited for it. I love business to business entrepreneurship, and I'm telling you, you're going to want to get it. You're going to want to get more information about this, because what it is that we are coming out into the world with, some partners and I, it's going to be phenomenal. So if you're business to business and you have an offer, you have something, I'm going to help you get leads. Who wants leads? Who wants more business? That's what we're going to do. So with that, let's talk about something real quick. Let's talk about being where you are in your life, in your business, in your family, I believe is right where you're supposed to be. Okay, let's Think about that right now. Where you are currently in your life, in your business, in your family, is where God wants you to be. Meaning, if you were able, if you are able to live in the moments and understand where you are, it will eventually get you to where your purpose and your calling is and who you are supposed to become. So many times, so many years, so many times, I would have personally the comparison game of like, well, I'm not exactly where I want to be because this person's doing this or that other podcaster just released their 100th episode or someone came out with a course before me. And I felt rushed. I felt like I wasn't enough. And it wasn't until I realized and I accepted the fact that for me personally, I wasn't the person that I was supposed to be to get to that specific moment yet. And I really have quickly realized that the word yet is so important in speaking that out and understanding and writing it down. If you listen to last episode that we talked about, Habakkuk 2:2, the Bible verse, the first time that I spoke about the Bible and talked about my spiritual journey and shared a Bible verse on an episode, go back and listen to last week's episode. It's something I believe in. And if you listen to last week's episode, I'm writing it down. I hope you have written your dreams and goals down. I'm telling you, it's very powerful. But what I'm trying to put across and say is that I believe if you are able to live in, accept where you are able to soak in more information and become who you are supposed to become. Okay? Think about that for a second. If you are unhappy, if you are not where you want to be, it isn't because you need a time machine and you know you need to go ahead. You got to learn some things. And in that learning, in those days, in those moments, in those times, maybe in those trials, those are the things that you learn. So then you can share. Then you can help with people. Then you can create things because in think about this. In your refinement of who it is that you are supposed to become, in your refinement is when you find out what you are supposed to then do and to serve. And I believe that when you can accept that, when you can accept that, when you can accept and live in the present moment of every time and understand that that is a learning lesson, that is one more step closer, that is one step closer, then you are then able to become of who you are supposed to become, who God wants you to become, who you are supposed to serve, the people that you are supposed to serve. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. There are people out there right now, there are people out there in the world right now that are waiting for you to go through what you need to go through so then that you can then serve those people. That is something that I really want you to think about, okay? There are people out there right now in this world that are waiting for you to go through what you need to go through so then you can help them go through it. So sit back, learn what you need to learn, sit in those moments, sit in those times, and I'm telling you, you will then learn what you need to know to be that person. And then the last thing, I will end with this. Everyone around you, if you're surrounding yourself with people that are going after things and they're going after life and they're going after what it means to be, you know, built for more, what it means to be have enough and feel whole and have a prosperous life, and if you're surrounded by those individuals and those individuals seem to be hitting all marks in their life, they seem to be doing well, or they seem to be quote unquote crushing it, I tell you that, cheer them on. Cheer them on. And I've said it before and I will say it again. be the biggest cheerleader for those individuals, because when it is your time, they will be your biggest cheerleaders. And I've said that a million times, and I firmly believe that. Some of my best, my dearest friends, I want them to win so badly. I want them to win so badly because I know that they have too. They have gone through things. They have been through the times. They've been through the trials. They've been through the ups. They've been through the downs. Nothing in this life will come easy. I'm telling you, nothing in this life will come easy. But when you can cheer others on, it will make your time that much sweeter. So I encourage you to sit in those times of learning and understanding for when your time, your calling will soon then come. I hope this episode has been helpful. It's just something I've been thinking about, something I've been going through. And if it has been helpful and you want to share it with someone, hit the share button, go to Apple, give me a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. We'll see you next time.